Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. All this month on the program, I've been turning back the clock to the 1920s, exploring the songs from that roaring decade that have resonated over the century. And for our final episode of this month, I'll be looking back 100 years to the year 1924. That year was especially good for George Gershwin, who penned songs like The Man I Love and Oh Lady Be Good. But we'll also hear about the year 1924 for songwriters like Irving Berlin, Isham Jones, Vincent Yeomans, and Hoagie Carmichael. It's The Songs of 1924, coming up next on Afterglow.
Lovely lady be good, oh lady be good to me. I am so awfully misunderstood, so lady be good to me. Oh, please have some pity, I'm all alone in this big city. I tell you, I'm just a lonesome babe in the wood. So, lady, be good to me. Because I am so awfully misunderstood. So, lady, be good to me. Oh, oh, please have some pity. Because I'm all alone in this great big city. And I tell you, I'm just a lonesome babe in the wood. So, lady, be good to me.
Fred Astaire, in December 1952, with George and Ira Gershwin's O Lady Be Good, from his album The Astaire Story. The soloists, in order, were Alvin Stoller on drums, Ray Brown on bass, Flip Phillips on tenor sax, Oscar Peterson on celeste, Charlie Shavers on trumpet, and Barney Kessel on guitar. O Lady Be Good comes from Gershwin's 1924 musical called Lady Be Good, which co-starred Fred Astaire. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're turning back the clock to the year 1924 to see which songs from that calendar year continue to resonate 100 years later. What you're hearing in the background right now is one of the most famous pieces of American music from that year, George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. The premiere of Rhapsody in Blue was a star-studded event that bore the rather pretentious subtitle of An Experiment in Modern Music. It took place on February 12, 1924, at the Aeolian Hall in New York City, organized by bandleader Paul Whiteman. His idea was to combine the formal and orchestral elements of classical music with the rhythms and harmonies of jazz. So he recruited the 25-year-old Gershwin, who had already been leaning in that direction, to compose a piece. Gershwin set about writing his American Rhapsody, later retitled Rhapsody in Blue, in January 1924, sending it off to arranger Ferdy Groffet at the end of the month, who completed it just days before its premiere. The work was an immediate success with audiences, although critics were a little bit more ambivalent. However, over the next century, Rhapsody in Blue has cemented itself as one of the monuments of American music, opening up the music of the jazz age to new audiences. ...1924 was definitely George Gershwin's year. In addition to this famous concert work, many of his most famous songs were also written that year. In 1924, he teamed up with his older brother Ira for their first full-length Broadway musical as a duo. The musical Lady Be Good, with a book by Guy Bolton and Fred Thompson, opened in December 1924 and became another smashing success, running for over 300 performances. Let's hear a few of the famous songs that this Broadway musical produced. We'll start with the song introduced by Fred Astaire when he appeared on stage in Lady Be Good in 1924. This is Mel Torme and the Marty Page Dectet 32 years later in 1956 with Fascinating Rhythm on Afterglow.
Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, what a mess you're making. The neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking. Each morning I get up with the sun to find at night no work has been done. Once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off? Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, got me all aglow. Fascinating rhythm. Thank you.
Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, fascinating rhythm, fascinating rhythm.
Lena Horne in 1941 with George and Ira Gershwin's The Man I Love. Before that, we heard Mel Torme in 1956 with Fascinating Rhythm. Both of these songs were written for the 1924 musical Lady Be Good, although The Man I Love was actually cut from that show before it premiered. We'll hear another Gershwin song from 1924 at the end of this hour. Songwriter Irving Berlin also had an active 1924. For the first half of this decade, he was working in the Music Box Theater on Broadway, a theater that he co-owned, putting together reviews that showcased his original songs. The Music Box review of 1923 actually ran for a good portion of 1924, featuring the hit song, What'll I Do?
What'll I do when you are far away?
This languid, lonely ballad no doubt inspired another song that Berlin added to his Music Box review of 1924, which opened in December of that year. And let's hear that ballad now. This is Frank Sinatra in 1962 with Irving Berlin's All Alone on Afterglow.
All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, a ting, a ling. I'm all alone every evening.
child would, with a great big valise full of books to read where it's peaceful, while I'm killing time being lazy.
Two Irving Berlin songs from the year 1924. Just now we heard Ella Fitzgerald in 1958 from her Irving Berlin Songbook album with the tune Lazy, a song first performed by Al Jolson in 1924, and before that Frank Sinatra in 1962 with All Alone. Perhaps the biggest hit musical from the year 1924 was the musical No No Nanette. Based on the play My Lady Friends by Frank Mandel, No No Nanette was adapted for the stage by Otto Harbach, Irving Caesar, and composer Vincent Yeomans. It premiered disastrously in 1924 and was almost dead in the water. However, the team took the show to Chicago, adding a few songs along the way. Those new songs proved to be the missing ingredient, because the show blew up in Chicago and finally made it to Broadway the following year. No No Nanette ran for over 300 performances in New York, over 600 performances in London, and over 800 performances when it was revived on Broadway in the 1970s. Let's hear those two magical songs now. First up, this is Sarah Vaughan in 1967 with Irving Caesar and Vincent Yeomans' I Want to Be Happy on Afterglow.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth given. Why can't I give some to you when skies are gray and you say you are blue? I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. That's really worth living when we are mouth given. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling.
For two and two for tea, just me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone, dear. We'll break and I'll awake and start to bake a sugar cake. for you to take, for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a boy for you, a girl for me. Oh, can't you see how happy we would be?
Ella Fitzgerald and Count Basie in 1963 with Tea for Two. Before that, Sarah Vaughan in 1967 with I Want to Be Happy. Both of these songs come from the Irving Caesar and Vincent Yeomans musical No No Nanette, written in 1924. We'll have more songs from the year 1924 in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at the songs of 1924 this hour, and what you're hearing right now is an instrumental song from that year called Riverboat Shuffle. This recording was made by cornetist Bix Beiderbecke and his group The Wolverines on May 6, 1924, for Richmond, Indiana's Jeanette Records. The song was penned only a few weeks earlier by a 24-year-old Bloomington, Indiana native named Hoagy Carmichael. He originally gave it the title Freewheeling, and it was Carmichael's first attempt at writing a song. Beiderbecke's fame was just beginning to take off, so Carmichael's first song became a hit. The following year, it was published by famed publisher Irving Mills, who also claimed partial songwriting credit to take advantage of some royalties. Even still, this big break led to a career of songwriting for Hoagy Carmichael. In 1924, however, Carmichael was really just focused on the music, not so much the words. To this day, you mostly hear Riverboat Shuffle as an instrumental, although lyrics were added to it in 1938.
Good people, you're invited tonight to the Riverboat Shuffle. Good people, we got rhythm tonight at the Riverboat Shuffle. They tell me that slide pipe tutor is grand. Best Louisiana, so bring your freighter, come an alligator, that band. Mr. Hawkins on the tenor. Good people, you'll hear Meilenberg joys in special orchestration. Even Mama Dinah will be there to strut for the boys in a room full of noise. She'll teach you to shuffle it right, so bring your baby. I'll be seeing you at the Riverboat Shuffle tonight.
That's Hoagy himself performing a vocal version of Riverboat Shuffle in 1938, one of the few vocal performances of that tune. Let's turn now to a full song written in 1924, that is, something with both music and words. Irving Mills is also co-credited on this song. However, like with Riverboat Shuffle, he probably just claimed the songwriting credit as the song's publisher. This tune was written 670 miles away from Bloomington, Indiana, in New York City, as part of an act at the Harlem venue called the Cotton Club. Here's a song written in 1924 by Jimmy McHugh and singer Gene Austin. This is Nat King Cole in 1961 with When My Sugar Walks Down the Street on Afterglow.
When my sugar walks down the street, all the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening when the sun goes down, it's never dark when she's around. She's so affectionate, and I'll say this, that when she kisses me, I sure stay kissed. 'Cause when my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. Kisses me, I sure stay kissed. When my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Nat King Cole in 1961 with the Jimmy McHugh and Gene Austin song When My Sugar Walks Down the Street, written in 1924. One of the most enduring songwriting pairs from 1924 was the partnership between composer Isham Jones and lyricist Gus Kahn. Two of the top 25 songs of that year were composed by Jones and Kahn, and Isham Jones's orchestra was featured on six of the top recordings of that year. The mythic story goes that Jones's wife gifted him a baby grand piano in January 1924 for his 30th birthday. And when he sat down at that piano, he wrote four songs in 1 hour, including two of the top songs of 1924. It Had to Be You and I'll See You in My Dreams. some of the most long-lasting songs of the decade. Let's hear each of those songs now. First, this is Frank Sinatra, late in his career in 1979, with It Had to Be You on Afterglow.
Why do I do just as you say? Why must I just give you your way? Why do I sigh? Why don't I try to forget? It must have been that something lovers call fate kept me saying I had to wait. I saw them all, just couldn't fall till we met. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and I finally found the somebody who could make me be true. And could make me be blue. And even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you. It had to be you.
Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charms, lips that once were mine. Tender eyes that shine, they will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dream. Charms, lips that once were mine, tender eyes that shine, they will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dreams.
Diana Krall in 2017 from her album Turn Up the Quiet with I'll See You in My Dreams. Before that, Frank Sinatra in 1979 from his album Trilogy with It Had to Be You. Both of those songs were hits for songwriters Isham Jones and Gus Kahn in 1924. The blues continued to dominate in 1924. The genre really began to pick up at the start of the decade with seminal recordings by blues divas like Mamie Smith and Bessie Smith. By the middle of the decade, new blues-inspired standards were being written by both black and white composers, and traditional blues songs were being reinterpreted by blues singers, turning them into blues standards. Let's hear a few blues and blues-inspired songs from the year 1924. We'll start with a traditional blues song that was first recorded on October 16, 1924, by the groundbreaking blues singer Ma Rainey. Here's Lou Rawls and Les McCann in 1962 with the blues standard C.C. Rider on Afterglow.
C.C. Rider, see what you have done. Oh, Lord, Lord, you made me love you. Now your man has come. You made me love you. Now your man has come. Well, I'm going away, baby. I won't be back till fall. Oh, no, no. I'm going away, baby. I won't be back till fall. And if I find me a good girl, I won't be back at all. Yes, I'm gonna buy me a pistol, just as long as I am tall. Oh yes, shoot my girl, catch me a cannonball. Because if she won't have me, she won't have no man at all. I said, see, rider, where did you stay last night? Oh, Lord, shoes ain't buttoned, your clothes don't fit you right. You didn't come home till the sun was shining bright.
loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see.
Dinah's got a form like Venus. Boy, and I ain't talking Greek. No one can come between us. She's my sheba and I'm her sheep. That's why
everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see.
I'm his sweet patootie. Ooh, and he's my lover man. He knows how to do his duty and loves me like no other man can. That's why
everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. And don't love nobody but me.
A few blues standards from 1924. Just now we heard Dinah Washington and Fats Waller in 1957 with Everybody Loves My Baby, a bluesy song written by the New Orleans songwriter Spencer Williams. Before that, Ella Fitzgerald in 1955 with Jack Yellen and Milton Ager's Hard-Hearted Hannah. That comes from the soundtrack to the film Pete Kelly's Blues. And first in that set, the blues standard C.C. Rider, first performed in 1924 by blues diva Ma Rainey, and performed there in 1962 by Lou Rawls. We started this hour looking at the music of George Gershwin. 1924 was possibly Gershwin's most successful year. It's the year he first teamed up with his brother to write a hit musical, Lady Be Good, spawning some of his most enduring songs, and it was the year that he wrote his concert masterpiece, Rhapsody in Blue. However, on the hit parade, Gershwin's most successful song from 1924 was not any of these. Instead, it was a song that he co-wrote with Ballard McDonald and Buddy DeSilva, a song that first appeared in the hit Broadway review, George White's Scandals of 1924, the song Somebody Loves Me. Somebody Loves Me was a top 10 hit for Paul Whiteman in 1924, and it's gone on to be performed by singers like Ella Fitzgerald, Bing Crosby, Dinah Shore, and more than 300 others. And let's hear a recording from 1947. To close off this 1924 show, this is Peggy Lee with George Gershwin's Somebody Loves Me on Afterglow.
Somebody loves me. Loves me. I wish I knew who it can be. Worries me. For every guy who passes by, I shout, he may. Somebody loves me. I
Peggy Lee in 1947 with George Gershwin, Ballard MacDonald, and Buddy De Silva's song Somebody Loves Me, one of the top hits from the year 1924, 100 years ago. And thanks for tuning into this Songs of 1924 edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.